I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Oy. We will continue to fight that good fight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly an attack on democracy. It's an attack on our values. When we hear death to Israel, death to America, it's a threat to all of us. This is not a political thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's the right thing to stand behind Israel, stand behind its people, and do the right thing.
That's Anthony D'Esposito, the great congressman out of Long Island. He's only got about 5 minutes. He's going on that Fakaka television station across the street. So let's get right to him. He's heading back to Columbia today, university, for the second time in 3 days. This time not with Sid Rosenberg, but with the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Anthony, first of all, great job Monday. How great was that?
Oh, it was amazing. Listen, it came together nice and quick. What started at 6 o'clock in the morning quickly got into a great rally. We had County Executive Blakeman there, Congressman Lawler, and you rocked it. I mean, you really did a great job. You spoke from the heart, and I think that's what a lot of people needed to hear. And like I said in that day, and I've been saying ever since, this is not political. It's about doing the right thing. But unfortunately, it seems like the other side of the aisle are doing the wrong thing.
I like Mike Johnson. He's coming under a lot of fire. Ted Cruz is upset today. So is Marjorie Taylor Greene. By the way, I hate the bill. I hate it. $60 billion to Ukraine. I know we have to compromise at some point to get money for Israel. Wasn't a lot of money for Israel and no money for America. I hate the bill. But I like Mike Johnson. I think he's doing a good job. He's doing the best he can in a razor-thin majority. And he's going out there today. Why is he doing that? What did he tell you?
Well, we spoke to him over the last couple of days since we were there on Monday morning, and he asked, you know, what it was like, and I said, what you're seeing on TV is the real thing. I said, you know, you got the NYPD doing the best that they can in the streets, holding back what at times seems like animals, trying to wreak havoc and cause harm and put fear in people. And I said, I think it would send a real strong message to the Jewish students of Columbia who come from all throughout the country. That they have elected leaders, especially someone like the Speaker of the House who stands with them. And I think today is going to send a clear and concise message that doing the right thing is being there and making sure that they're kept safe and calling out these ridiculous decisions by the university to send everyone home and learn remotely because they don't have the ability to keep these students safe.
I agree. I think it's important Johnson shows up. Congratulations to Mike for going today. You're talking about Shafiq. We all called for her resignation on Monday. All of us, me, you, Blakeman, Lawler, Rappaport, all of us. She's still there. And now she's negotiating with terrorists. I said it Monday. I'll say it again. If you are pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, you're a terrorist. That's all you are. You're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists. And now we're giving these animals another 48 hours? How about we go there with bats and bash them over the freaking face?
It's ridiculous. The only thing that should happen is Hamas should surrender and they should release all the hostages. Then we can have a conversation. Until then, we need to make sure that we provide Israel every resource necessary to eradicate terrorists from this planet and make sure that the Jewish students here have everything that they need to be kept safe.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Do you agree that negotiating, giving these people another 48 hours, why would we do that? Why wouldn't Shafiq, the chancellor, just say last night, you know what? It's past midnight. Time to tear that nasty encampment down.
How about this? Forget negotiations. Show some leadership. I mean, you had AOC tweeting yesterday. I don't know if you saw my tweet. AOC saying, well, mostly everyone out there is peaceful.
Yeah, I can't lie. Did I see the tweet? I called her a whore on Twitter yesterday, so yes.
They're lighting flags on fire. People are getting stabbed in the eyes with flags. I mean, if that doesn't sound peaceful to me. The president of the university should show a spine. She should stand up and do what's right. But we both know that that is not going to happen. When she sat in front of the Education and Workforce Committee, she didn't even have the ability to agree that from the river to the sea, Palestine is free is an anti-Semitic chant. It directly calls for the destruction of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. And she didn't have the ability to tell the committee that that is anti-Semitic. That's who we're dealing with. So there's no time to negotiate. There's no more discussions to be had. She needs to resign or be removed from her position, and someone needs to get in there that actually has leadership qualities and a backbone and is willing to stand up to do the right thing.
So are you and Mike in the final 60 seconds? You're going on in a couple of minutes. Are you going to be talking exclusively about your trip to Columbia today? Would there be some bill conversation? What is your TV appearance all about?
I think that it's going to be a little bit of both. You know, we're visiting the Chabad when we first get there, so I think we're going to see how we're received there and the conversations that we have. And I think that the speaker is going to have the ability to tell the American people exactly what we're seeing and not only what the mainstream media is reporting. And I think that's what's important. And these Jewish students during Pesach should know, again, that there are elected elite leaders across the country, even though the leader of the Senate and the highest ranking Jew in the country is not standing by them. You have a Speaker of the House from the state of Louisiana that's coming into New York to show that he stands arm in arm with them.
God, I want to kiss your face. You're Italian and you go Pesach. You don't even go Passover. You go Pesach. I told you text yesterday. We texted each other the same thing at the same time. You're more Jewish than most Jews. I mean, I am saying this morning, D'Esposito is more of a Jew to me than Schumer. And I appreciate all you've done, pro-Israel, standalone Israel bills, going to Columbia twice in 3 days, going to Israel post-October the 7th. You really are a dear, dear friend of the Jewish community in Israel, and I love you. Good luck with Mike Johnson on TV and at the campus today. I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Love you, brother. Toda.
Love you, too. There he is, Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, on his way back to Columbia University for the second time in 3 days, this time with the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.